You're listening to RTSC Talk Show with your host, Steve Holte, and co-hosts Sharon, Kristen, and Andy. Now on with the show. Okay, guys, welcome to another fun, lovely, awesome, wonderful edition of RTSC Talk Radio. For the first time ever on Steve Holte Radio Network, for lack of a better word or term. Looks like people are getting all situated in the chat room. Got a decent amount of people in the chat room, so give a shout out, guys, if you can hear us. We're going out live. Everything sounds good. So we should have no problems this week, or any other week, as a matter of fact, because we're on the Steve Holte Radio Network, and we shouldn't have any problems anymore. That's how I feel. So anyway, happy Easter, guys, everybody. Is everybody here? Where's my co-host? Andy.
Yes.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, bud. Sharon, you here?
Sharon.
Oh, I was muted. Happy Easter.
Oh, okay. All right, guys.
I was talking. I wonder why nobody was answering me. I actually said Happy Resurrection Day.
Yes, I guess if you want to put it that way, you can put it that way, too. Good to see a bunch of people in the chat room tonight. I hope everybody is able to get on and listen live. I made it as easy as I possibly could make it. To get the show aired live, and we don't have to jump around from network to network anymore. Bad news for our buddy Old Hip, who ran True Voices Radio. That was his network. He is under the weather. He's battling severe illness, so he's unable to keep the radio station up and running, so I needed a quick fix, and I was able to figure out how to get a live feed over on my site so everybody can listen, and that's pretty much it. You know, so we're going to be here from here on out, and it seems like we have just as much, if not more, people tuning in this week than any other week when we were on True Voices, so it doesn't seem like we lost anything or anybody. So anyway, people are just saying to click the link above. Yes, people, click the link above. If they didn't click it, they obviously didn't hear me just say that either. So
no. Yeah, Tracy's not hearing it, but everybody else is.
Oh, everybody else is hearing it? Cool.
Yeah. Kay's out there. Kay's hearing it.
Got it. Thanks. Okay.
She got it.
All right. Awesome. So, yeah, we are on a pretty decent 30-second delay, I have to say. So the chat room's not going to exactly match up to what we're doing on the show. On the show tonight, we are going to have Steve Hill. Steve Hill is from Piedmont Paranormal, and he is an investigator, and he uses hacked radios, ghost box radios. He's been doing this for a couple of years, I believe. We're going to get him on here and ask him some questions. And he likes to go on location and talk to grounded spirits and stuff like that, which is always a good thing to do. I like that. I think
that's
fun.
That's what I like, though.
I know. It's fun that way. Because you always get a different batch. You know, you get a batch that are just angry, stuck, whatever the case may be. I don't know the particulars because I'm not over there and I can't figure it out. But
and then you never know who's going to follow you home either.
It's true. If they, you know, maybe they don't want to follow you home. Maybe they like where they're at.
Some do. Yeah. I think I got Whispery Guy from the baseball field.
He follows you where? To the
everywhere.
He follows you everywhere? You still have him?
Yeah, but he doesn't come over to cell phone. I remember when he was coming over my cell phone.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
He's following you.
He still comes over to radio, but I haven't heard him on the phone lately.
Now, Andy, you said you, you saw your first apparition last night. Where were you when you did that? Were you working or?
No, we was actually on an investigation. We had done this little house, a little three-bedroom brick house, something spectacular, last Thursday, and we had massive equipment failures across the board. We had data corruption on our SD files, audio went down. Video went down. It was just, I've never had that much malfunction on an investigation before. So we decided to go back last night and see if we couldn't, you know, fill in the gaps. And an otherwise uneventful night, but two of us saw this ball of, well, it's actually more like a square of light formed for about 2 seconds and then disappeared. And the room is pitch black. There's no way any other light source could get in there.
No cars driving by, nothing like that?
No. Uh-uh. And we did our best to replicate it, and we couldn't figure it out. It was very interesting. Just goes to show you can't judge a book by a cover, because this is just a basic little three-bedroom ranch-style brick house that was built in the 60s, I believe, 50s or 60s. And I did manage to get an EVP out of there from Thursday's session, but it's not exactly very strong. But it's not too bad. So we're going back this coming Thursday, and we're going to...
Now, did you go, like, 2 nights in a row, or like, in 2 weekends in a row?
We went this last Thursday, and then when we figured out we had all the equipment failures and lost most of our data, we kind of, on the spur of the moment, went last night.
Now, see, I don't do many investigations. Now, when you go to investigation, you set up, like, a base station, like, where, like Ghost Hunters does, like TAPS, they set up, like, a central hub where they hook up all their monitors and stuff and run the wires. You do all that sort of stuff, or you just keep it simple?
Oh. Yeah, we just run it all into DVRs and stuff. So we've got several full-spectrum cameras. Of course, we've got the Sony digital nine-shot cameras. I run the Zoom H2. We have about 20 of the old Dr. Gauss stationary EMF arrays.
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of set up a net, like they say on Ghost Lab. But
now, did you... use the devil box at all, or any ghost box?
We did last night, actually, and it's pretty uneventful, except for started trying to make contact with the previous owner of the house, and for about, I want to say 2 minutes, there was a good established communication link, and I started calling my friend Eric, the co-founder of the group. Started using it, because I wasn't having very much luck with it, and it really took to him, and started calling him by his name, and started giving relevant data with regards to the previous owner of the house, and but I would say we used it for about an hour, but the relevant data stream is very short, so, and I think it was beginner's luck, so.
I would say, you know, just because the house is not that old, just remember that the land, you know, that it was there, you know, has been there for forever and ever, you know, so yep. Who knows what happened on that property, you know, back 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300, whatever, you know what I mean? So, did you get anything? Well, you didn't really go over it yet, since you just did the investigation.
As a matter of fact, you know, and I apologize to the listeners, I sound really groggy. I'm having a hard time waking up. Been up most of the day with this stuff, so. And I didn't get back to about 7 o'clock this morning. So.
Oh, my God. Was it a far drive or was it local?
It's been an hour drive.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Nah. I was pretty excited and couldn't sleep. I've seen shadows and stuff like that before, you know, and the occasional pinpoints of light. But this was a good, large manifestation that was seen by two people. So that made me feel good, too. So I wasn't hallucinating or anything.
That's excellent. What I want to do real quick, cause I told, we're going to get our guest on. We're going to take we're going to do the short break thing again and then get the guest on. And, I wanted to see if I had any files to play. I don't remember what I did last. Oh, I got the, Frank's Box 71, this week. Funny story. If anyone wants to hear the funny story about the Frank's Box, 71. I got it. It was another one that it powered up, you know, but I had to find power for it. Didn't come with it. So I went and I bought one of those alarm batteries, and I wired it in, hooked it up. I turned it on. It, you know, worked like Frank's Box works, and it did its thing. I was able to do one session. I recorded it. Not the greatest sounding box, so I didn't really get a whole lot of great stuff with it. Left it on my dining room table. The other morning, I decided to hook the battery up just to turn it on and listen to it while I was getting ready for work. And lo and behold, I hooked the positive and negatives backwards, and bye-bye, Fox 71. So that's the end of that.
It happens.
Yeah, no, it happens more to me than anybody, I think, though. So, I don't know.
Well, you've been putting in your work with the Steve Box series, so.
I am. I just started working on Box 3 before I came up here to do the show. I felt like I would maybe get started on breadboarding a new one. So I'm gonna try something different with this one. And what I'm going to do with this, I'm going to take maybe a 12-588 armband radio because that gets really good reception. And that's a pretty good sounding quality radio. And I'm going to mess around with that. I'm going to see if I can get that thing to sweep. And if I can get that thing to sweep and sound pretty good, I'm going to fabricate my own casing for it. And I'm going to, you know, add my own speaker and stuff like that. It's a lot more work to do it that way. But it can be done. And, you know, I just want to see if I could do it. I want to do, you know, Box 3, make it unique. Something like someone will look at and go, what the heck is that? You know, like they look at the Frank's boxes sitting in the Tupperware. And they go, really? Then he didn't even take the labels off the Tupperware container, you know. So and that's
Steve. I got a new box this week.
What box did you get?
I got a Steve's box too.
Oh, you got a Steve's box too. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a
Steve's box number two.
I had a bunch of problems with that Steve's box, and oh man, I really had a problem with that Steve's box number two. I don't even like to listen. I mean, I don't even like to talk about it really. But I hope you listen to it and get good stuff with it. You usually get good stuff with no matter what you use, so I'm looking forward to you using it, getting good stuff from it. And what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to play a couple files from Box 71, the only files in existence from this box. And this one actually says, what mode? This one's pretty good. I said I'm using random mode. I think that's what I said. I said I'm using random mode, and they said, what mode? Like, they didn't understand what mode, like, probably don't understand what a mode is, you know, why, what we're using. I don't know. But this one says, what mode? So, tune in, listen to this. Alright, I'm gonna test out random mode now. A random mode, I said. I like that. I like that a lot. I'm going to play that one more time. I said I'm using random mode. They said, what mode? And I said, oh, I said random mode. Like, it was like, it was a nice back and forth file. Let me play it one more time. What mode? All right, I'm going to test out random mode now. A random mode, I said. Okay, and that was, did everybody hear that?
Yep.
Okay. Now, this one's pretty rough. It says, I say, I asked if it's working, I believe, and I'm going off the top of my head. I'm trying to remember what these files, what I said. I asked if it was working, this Frank's Box 71, and it said, yes, but it's crummy. And actually, the whole file sounds crummy, but if you listen closely, it'll say, yes, but it's crummy. Is this random mode working? Yes, but it's crummy. Play it one more time. Yes, but it's crummy. Is this random mode working? Yes, but it's crummy. Yeah, this box is really not that good. This one says,
I heard that it was crummy, was low in the back, but I did hear it.
This one says, yeah, it's there. You got to really listen. This is what I'm trying to do with the Steve's boxes, and Rich is trying to do with the Rich box. You know, is we're trying to get away from this. You know. Frank has the right idea. His boxes are so awesome, cool, unique, and he's definitely the godfather of ghost boxes, but he keeps building homemade radios, and there's so much noise with the radios, and if you keep the radio intact the way it's supposed to be used and just add our sweep generator to it, you're going to get a clear-sounding radio, and everything is already built for you. Speakers there, volume knobs there. You know, I really honestly think that is definitely the way to go. And since Rich and I have been building our boxes, I mean, you can hear the quality difference. You know, I mean, it's such a nice, clear-sounding radio as opposed to what you're listening to now. This file says, what did you say? You guys hear me okay? Didn't quite say it that way. I said, what'd you say? So let me play one more time. You guys hear me okay? And so what did you say? This one says here. And then it says Steve Holte. The Steve Holte, you could hear its song. And then it says, it's me, Thomas Edison. I don't think anybody's going to hear this. I don't even know why I'm bothering playing these files. They suck so bad. But here it says here, Steve Holte. It sounds like it's sung. and it says, it's me, Thomas Edison. So let me know if you guys hear this.
Here.
Who's here? I'm not even going to play that a second time because that's so bad. That's so awful. Why don't you guys stop me? Guys, are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. Yeah. Okay, what I'm going to do...
I heard it for what it's worth. I did hear it. So.
Yeah, it really is not...
It was kind of buried, but it was there.
Yeah, it's not top quality communication. It's communication that's there, but it's rough. It's really, really rough. So, you know, what I'm going to do is... we got a few minutes here. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to get Rich. We're not going to get Rich. Rich was on last week. Maybe I'm tired, Steve. Too, Andy. You know what it is? Maybe I'm tired, too. We're going to get Steve Hill on. We're going to get Steve Hill from Piedmont Paranormal. He's going to come on. We'll be back in just a few short minutes, so we'll see you guys in a couple minutes. Josie's on a vacation far away. Cover and I'm talking about so many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. Okay, guys, welcome to what? Welcome back to RTSC Talk Radio here on the Steve Holte Radio Network. Right now we're going to get our guest on, Steve Hill. Mr. Hill is going to be on in just 1 second. Let me call him in. Did I get everybody back? I got Sharon. I got Andy. Everybody back, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Let me get Mr. Steve Hill. I was on Steve Hill's show one time, and we had some technical difficulties. Then I was on again. We had no difficulties, and he has a show, Echoes from Beyond. Echoes from Beyond. All right, let me get him on here.
Good evening.
I love this guy's voice.
What's going on, Steve?
So what's going on, man? Happy Easter to you.
Oh, same back at you.
Yeah. What are you doing today? Anything good?
Oh, kind of a lazy day. Ate too much. You know how that goes. But just spending time with family, kicking back.
No, I'm going to make everybody go ooh and ah out in the chat room tonight. You want to hear how my Easter went down here? The gas company shut my gas off. I guess they expect to get paid. I don't know. So
I'll tell you what. You know, that's like the power company. You know, they want to check, and they don't mind leaving you out in the cold or in the dark.
No, so they. I realized this morning that I had no gas, so I couldn't. I had no stove, so I couldn't cook anything. So my Easter dinner consisted of leftover chili from last Sunday and a thing of applesauce that I had laying around. So I have a really bad stomach ache right now.
I should say you're man. Brave.
You're just having a bad day.
No, that's
bad
what you got. Day. That's what you got to work with. Anyway, I was telling everybody, you do have your own show, Echoes from Beyond. I'm going to go backwards, and I'd like to start from the beginning, because how long have you been doing paranormal in general? Just anything paranormal?
Anything paranormal, a little over 4 years.
That's not bad. I think I've been doing it about 4 years also.
I stumbled into this, Steve, quite by accident. I was doing genealogy on Civil War soldiers here in a cemetery in my hometown.
Oh, I like that.
And I had a new camera, and I was out there filming the headstones and, to do the research. And when I got home, I was probably the next day, I was playing back the recording and or playing back the camera. Film, and on the audio there was a whisper, EVP. I didn't even really know what EVP was 4 years ago.
Right.
But it perplexed me as how that could be on my camera. It said, pray for me, and it was a whisper. And right up near the the microphone on the camera, I knew I was the only one there that morning. So I went back with a digital recorder and tried to duplicate or replicate or find some reason for that to have been there. And what I ended up finding after several trips is, yes, there were voices on the digital recorder. And, that's how I got into it. I started studying the electronic voice phenomena.
I think that's the most funnest. I think it's the funnest area to get into, electronic voice phenomena. I think because it seems like after a few years of doing this, I'm still not bored because I'm still getting voices, which means there's still somebody out there that wants to talk to me. So I don't feel
and
like
it's always interesting as to what they might have to say as well. Right. So, you know, that's what makes it so interesting. And I started with the Ghost Box about 2 years ago. It's just a hack. That's a pretty incredible story on its own. A good friend of mine, Gabriel Goodman, whom I met after I got into EVP, I contacted her for help. She's been in paranormal research since the early 80s, and she's a professional medium. And she's taken me under her wing and kind of mentored me, but she said, Steve, you get great EVPs, you get them in, more than anybody I've ever worked with. In the same, like a 15-minute visit to the cemetery, I might have 15 good EVPs. And I know that sounds unreal. I couldn't believe it myself. But she gave me a ghost box. She bought it at a yard sale, hacked it, and then decided that it was meant to be given to me. And that's what she told me when she gave it to me, and it's a 12797 Optimus made for Radio Shack back in, it hadn't been manufactured since the mid-90s, and I can't find one anywhere. I'd like to have another one, but she hacked it. She didn't know what she was doing. There are no diagrams on it. She just said, good Lord, and whoever's guiding me, help me pick the right wire, and she cut it.
Oh, my God. You're the only one in history that has one.
Right. Put it back together. And after she did that, it worked, but it only works on FM. And so she said, this is for you, and we met. She gave it to me. She turned it on, pushed it in scan mode. And I was a big skeptic, I'll be honest with you, of this. I knew about EVP, but, you know, this, you know, you're talking about a device that was designed to pick up radio stations, and I didn't really understand the concept then, and I'm not real sure I do now, but she turned it on, pressed scan, and it started saying my name, Steve, like that, repeating it. It was very clear, and I said, wow, maybe there is something to what she has told me, and she gave me that box, and that was 2 years ago, and I took it, and I just started experimenting with it, and trying not to prove anything to anyone but to myself, if you understand.
That's
what got me into the ghost box research. Am I the worst case of audio paradilia in history, or is there something beyond that? And I just find that after 2 years of research, the law of percentages quickly overtakes the possibility of randomness.
Yeah, see, I think a lot of people, they say with the randomness and the audio paradilia, they it's what their famous claim is, that we're just asking how many are out there, and we just listen for hours to the radio till we hear a number, and then that's you know, that's kind of what people think that we're doing, but it's not. It's not at all. We're asking questions, and we're getting answers in proximity within, like, seconds of the question. We're not waiting to hear an answer,
right,
whether it be a minute or 2 minutes later.
The common argument is, if you listen to it long enough, it'll say anything. You know, it'll answer your question, but that's not the case. I know it's not in my case. I know it's not in yours either, because I've heard some of your recordings. And
right.
When you cut it on, I'm telling you, Steve, I was literally freaked out, creeped out. When I got first started, and I still am sometimes today, and you cut the thing on, you're sitting there, and I sent you a file. You may play it a little bit later, but yep. The thing shouts my name, and I do a thing called monitoring, and what I do, kind of to disprove to myself the theory, if I ask a question, I listen long enough, they'll say anything, or I already know what I want the answer to be, so I'm making the sound into words to fit the question. But so what I do sometimes, I cut the box on. Maybe in the morning, the house is quiet, I'm here by myself, I'm sitting here in my office, might go to McDonald's, get a cup of coffee, then come back here, turn the box on, and I cut the recorder on, and I won't say anything. I'll just sit here, and when I operate any one of my hacks, I hold them in my hand, because I think I'm the antenna somehow.
Could be.
But when the thing says your name, and you don't provoke it, I'm just monitoring it. They're summoning you, and it's so clear to me that there's no mistaking it called my name. Now, that creeped me out. But that dispels, in my mind, the myth that I know what I'm listening for an answer before I ask the question. And I'm just matrixing the random snippets of radio broadcast into words that I think fit. But when I don't know what they're going to say, and I sent you a couple other examples of one of them, there definitely was. But when I don't know what they say and they initiate contact and it's so clear, then that to me dispels the theory that that I already know what to listen for before I ask the question, because I didn't ask the question.
Well, what I think what I think is good that you do is you sit there and you record. I mean, you videotape your session, so you know there's no hokey business going on there, because you got the box sitting on the table, you're kicking back on the couch, and you're having communication with whoever it is. You're asking a question and getting an answer. And it's not altered in any way, because you see you're not even touching the box. You're not you're not editing any of the audio. It's just, it is what it is. And that's showing people that it really is true. I mean, if you put in an audio editor and you just post files, I mean, you know, if you're an honest and, you know, researcher, you're going to do the right thing and post what you get pretty much in the original.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you get people who post files that sound like they just pieced it together from five different sessions, you know, and then... And that's not the way it should be.
You know, that's not what is the use in that other than, I would say, maybe self-glorification.
I would say that.
And I take no credit for what I do. I just record what and share what I hear. And yet, you know, even on my films, and I have some vids just recorded as well on YouTube and on my site. But some of the things that... when they're filmed like that, I do caption them because I want everybody to hear what I'm hearing. And it's not that I want them to hear that. I want to give them an opportunity to hear it because so much comes through. It's like you've seen some of my vids, Steve. It's so much comes through. It's you know, it's hard to keep up with it.
Yeah.
If I don't caption it, and I only hear about 40% of it in real time.
40%
you can hear
or
see on some of the vids. I hear it in real time, but not everything.
40% is just fantastic. So, I mean, that's an incredible amount. And what's another shocking thing is you use the cheapest radios out there to get your stuff.
Right.
You're not even using, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of equipment. You're using $20 radios and getting
yeah,
the stuff.
Most expensive ghost box I've got is the 12-588, one of the ones you hacked.
Right.
And the only reason it's the most expensive is because it costs $34.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a good radio, the 587. Some people seem to think that radio's got insufficient antenna. But let me tell you this. One of my points is I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I can sit here right now and turn it on 1210 and let you listen to a station out of South New Jersey. So if that's bad antenna system.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a good little radio. I've got the Jensen SAB55, and that's been a very clear radio. And it's the cheapest, like $16 at Target.
Yeah, and I think I think
I'm getting a little bit of echo back at me, Steve. Are you getting it on your end, or is it something on?
No. I always get a little bit of echo.
Maybe it's on my end.
Yeah, but, you're like the only one I ever heard of. I mean, I think there's a couple of people out there using the Jensen, but the only time I've ever heard that Jensen work, in my opinion, was on that video that you did at Kate's house. I think it
right.
was some lady Kate, mm-hmm. and I watched the video, and I was floored. I go, that can't be that Jensen radio. It can't be, because I had it here, and Sharon and Andy, you could attest to this. I did a whole set, whole show on the different hacked radios out there, and I used the Jensen, and that thing sweeped so slow. There was no way on God's green earth that I would ever get a piece of communication from this thing because this thing swept so slow. Am I right, Sharon?
It does sweep slow, but now
it
works. It worked for me. Now, you know, and I was in an area where that was made where there wasn't, you know, hardly any radio signal. And I've used the boxes, not the Jensen, but other boxes, say, inside Mounsville Prison, where there's you can't use a cell phone. Same with South Pittsburgh Hospital. You can't even get a cell phone signal, much less an AM signal in there on a pocket radio. And I found that they don't need constant radio or a bunch of stations to get sound.
Right.
And, or at least that's my theory.
I've got
a file. I didn't send it to you when I was on a clear channel. I just turned the box on and changed the channels one at a time. I found one. There's nothing on.
Right.
Just, and I swear, I listened to it. But it's a good thing. That's why you always record. It's imperative. I listened to it for maybe 10 seconds, and right when I was reaching the push scan, a voice comes on that box on a clear channel, an electronic voice, too. This isn't a professional DJ broadcast, you can tell. But what it has to say is very interesting. It says, I'm not dying like that. So, you know, you tell me. Some phantom voice that sounded like a, you know, radio static voice comes on a clear channel that isn't sweeping and says, "I'm not dying." Now that floored me. That kind of creeped me out.
What does that, what does that mean though? I'm not, I mean, they're dead though, right?
He said, "I'm not dying. I don't proclaim to know what it means. I'm just, all I can tell you is what it said." That's what I do. I record and I kind of give spirit a voice if that's what they are.
And you came up with a term that I've never heard before, and I think it's kind of interesting. You said you're an electronic medium. Do you think that is the case with most people that use the Ghost Box that get good communication? You think all these people are electronic mediums, or is that like another term for a psychic or a sensitive or something? You know, explain
well,
what
the
it
term
is.
Was. The term was given to me by my good friend Gabriel Goodman, who, like I say, mentored me now for 4 years, and because I came into this just blind, totally, when I first got involved in paranormal, and she gave me the term electronic medium. She said, "Steve, that's it. That's what you are." She said, "See, she claims I'm empathic, natural born empathic person."
Right.
And what that has to do with it, I don't know. She claims that's why I get the communication I get. And she said, "You're an electronic medium in that you don't hear them telepathically or audibly without the aid of electronics, such as a recorder or a hack or something along that line." Now, I kind of use the example. I'm like an old man with a hearing aid. You know, I need the electronics to hear. And so that's why she gave me the term electronic medium. And I'm pretty comfortable with it because it seems to be, so far, very accurate.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of your files here. I want to play that Steve Hill one, the one that you mentioned, because that
sure.
one's really clear.
That's why I'm sitting here not talking, not asking questions. Just cut the thing on, push scan, and it might have been running maybe 30 seconds when that came over.
And this one, it came from the 12-587 radio on FM, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, this one's going to say, Steve Hill. Now, you just turned it on, started scanning, and it just recognized you were there and said your name, right?
I don't know how they know. They just said Steve Hill. And this was in my home. And I get familiar voices here in my home, so I think maybe they're maybe they never leave. You know?
All right, I'm going to play this and see if everybody in the chat room can hear this. This one says Steve Hill.
You say Steve Hill?
And you heard it. And you actually heard
it
and repeated it.
You know, now, a friend of mine who's kind of a skeptically minded person, he took that same file you just played and sent it to 23 people, didn't tell them who I was, anything about it, relabeled it, just Ghost Box file. And then he came back and said, "Well, you know, two heard Steve Hill, and the rest of them had no clue." But although I've never, you know, and I explained to him then, that's fine. But number one, I know my name. And when it's called, just like if there's a crowd of people and somebody said, "Hey, Steve Halty," and you're not there, then nobody's going to know what they're talking about.
exactly.
If you hear your name in a crowd of people, "Steve Halty," and you're there, you're like, "Oh, wow, man, they just called my name," you know.
I'm going to play that one more time.
That was my argument there. And plus two, if they didn't know what context of anything they were listening, what they were listening to, then I can see where very possibly they wouldn't hear Steve Hill, but that's definitely what I heard, and I thought it was very clear.
I'm going to play it one more time for everybody that says Steve Hill.
Did you say Steve Hill?
Very cool file, man. That is a really cool file. I'm going to play another one here. This one says goodbye. This is also with the 587 Shack Hack. Mm. On FM, it says goodbye.
You tell me goodbye.
Wow, it was like goodbye.
Yeah, no, it's unmistakable. That's not a random signal.
No, and it didn't come from the radio as like a disc jockey voice, because you could tell it came from two different stations.
Exactly. And that is why I just keep doing what I do, trying to find the answers. And I'm not a scientist. I'm a commercial electrician. I know a lot about energy. And I think that energy plays a big part in this communication.
I think so.
Outside of the batteries that operate the device.
Right, I'm going to play that one more time for everybody, and this one's going to say goodbye.
You tell me goodbye.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. And, yeah, this 587. You get, what do you think you get your most stuff with? 587, or you get it more with the Jetson?
Well, I had the 797 for a long time, and I was just playing with it. And I said, well, why get other things? I've got this to experiment with. Then Gabriel, being clairvoyant, called me one evening out of the blue and said, he asked me how I was doing. We chit-chatted. She said, oh, one reason I called, you better be trying to find yourself a new ghost box. And I said, what do you mean? I love this one. She said, well, something could happen to that one. So be looking for a backup. Well, the next day, I'm not making this up. I couldn't make this up. The next day, I go out somewhere with the ghost box. I come back. I took it to a location. I come back. I'm getting out of the car. It's in a soft equipment bag. The strap slips out of my hand, lands on the driveway. The only thing that got damaged was it broke the volume knob off my ghost box, off my 797. So I called her up. I said, dang it, Gabriel.
She jinxed you.
So whether that was coincidence or not, if it was, it was a good one. And so anyway, I fixed it. I was able to fix it, but I can't adjust the volume. I had to set it now on that radio where it's just at one set volume. So anyway, so I went out, and the 588 was available. It was current. And so I said, well, hey, I'm going to try one. And I got on YouTube and hacked it, saw your or I can't remember on YouTube or your site, saw your hack instructions. I hacked it, turned it on. The first question I asked, do you prefer AM or FM? I think you got that file there too.
Yeah. He said, you asked if you prefer AM or FM, and the answer was AM. So let's listen to that.
Like AM or FM better?
All right, one more time. I'm going to play that AM.
Like AM or FM better?
That, again, that's separated also. You could hear that.
And it's immediate. I'm not sitting there for 30 seconds waiting to see if I hear anything that remotely sounds like AM or FM.
Right.
And it's a multiple choice question. And he answered AM. So I've got that before as well. So, who knows? That's just a question I thought. If we are receiving communication, I thought that was a pertinent question.
Okay, I got this one here. It says Frank to the microphone. What's the story behind this one?
I was doing a session again here, sitting in my office one day, and I somebody, I forget even what they said, where the clip starts. I said, well, what's your name? And he says Frank, and then you can play the file, and I hear it in real time and repeat it. So see what you think.
Okay, this one's going to say Frank to the microphone. And I got something to say after this.
What's your name?
Frank.
Frank?
To the microphone.
To the microphone.
Now, what I wanted to say before I played that was, are they using equipment over there to talk to us like we're using equipment to talk to them?
Well, it's an interesting file, Steve, and I couldn't say. I don't really have a theory if they are or they aren't. I don't know if all of them are or some of them are, but I do know that that's an interesting file, and if you'll notice, on every hack or box I've ever used, sometimes after the transmission and sometimes even before the response, you'll hear a like they're keying a mic and letting go of it. Have you ever noticed that? Files?
I'm gonna check that out now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never thought of that before. Sharon,
that's
Andy,
interesting.
You guys ever,
maybe they've got Thomas Edison's device. Maybe that's why we can't find it.
Maybe. Sharon, you ever notice anything like that? Or Andy? Like, you ever
noticed?
No,
I never noticed. I never noticed anything.
Like something like a microphone or something being pressed before they talk?
It's almost like
I can't say I have.
Like a connect or disconnect type of sound. Hmm. And you also notice it on traditional EVPs, too. You'll hear that click right before one
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Thanks. Yeah, on traditional EVP, I've noticed it many, many times. That, and sometimes before and after the anomalous voice, there'll be a click. And so who knows? I figure that's them connecting and disconnecting. And I can't prove any of that.
No, you can't prove it, but people can't disprove it either. So it's just, it's out there.
Well, people harp about, you know, you're going to have to prove it using scientific methods. Well, define scientific methods, because I don't see anything that, any kind of device that would fall into that category. If you get an EMF spike, it just proves that there's a fluctuation electromagnetic field. If you get a cold spot, it just, you know, that's a temperature change in the environment that you measured with a thermometer. But it's still not scientific data. It's data collected to...
I don't think we'll ever scientifically prove
really
pretty much anything in the paranormal, let alone ghost box communication, because unless we get away from standard radio broadcast, people are always going to say, yeah, that's just radio. So we're never going to get away from that, even though we know there's something more going on there. I'm going to play this one more time. It says, Frank, to the microphone.
What's your name?
Frank.
To the microphone. To the microphone.
It's strange. I don't know.
Well, I just share what I record. Now, I tell people you can believe it or you can't. That's what I recorded. They say, well, do you think you're talking to ghosts? All I can tell you is that's what they tell me. They tell me they're spirits.
Right. I was doing a lecture about 3 weeks ago, and I was telling the people, I made it specific, and I made it clear. I said, I'm here to tell you what I have found with what I'm using, and I'm showing you my results and what kind of equipment I've been using. I'm not here to sell you a product. I'm not here to sell you the idea. I'm just offering my opinion on what I think is going on based on my experience of what I've done so far. Take away with it what you want. If you want to believe that this is something real, something you might want to try, then try it. If it's something you're not really interested in, that's fine too. I'm not here to shove it down your throat and say, it works, try it, damn it. You know what I mean?
Well, no, and I'm always tell everybody, you know, try it for yourself, or at least if you're basing it on what I'm presenting you, you know, form your own opinions, because I'm not here saying it's proof of anything. And as far as scientific proof, as far as I'm seeing right now, anything paranormal science can't prove it, and neither can I. So I'm just sharing, and that's what I do. So
yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. I think to go out there and say, this is how it is for a fact. This is a theory that's 100%. This is how you got to do it, and this is how you have to conduct the sessions. I don't believe any of that is true. I believe each and every person, if I have longer experience than the next guy, I could offer stuff and say, this is what has happened to me, but try it for yourself. And then he could come back and say, well, this is what I'm getting. And then I could say, oh, I'll try that. You know, I think that's kind of what we need to do in this field, is go back and forth and just get good stuff out of it. I mean, like, we just try to need to share ideas. I think that's the most important idea. I don't think we should have one person saying, this is how it is, and have everybody follow that protocol. I don't think that's... true.
Well, I'm sure everybody that's seriously looked into this form of communication has formed their own theories, and they might not all dive up. I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they're buried. But, you know, the thing is we keep doing the research. We keep sharing, and, you know, I'm trying to help people with it if they can be helped. And that's what I think I was meant to do, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. And, you know, as far as science ever proving it, then I guess you'd have to be a scientist, and I'm not a scientist.
No, so. Neither am I. And I've done the research, and I helped collaborate on several different boxes over the course of time. Now I'm starting to build my own boxes, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm following suit as Frank and Rich, who is building stuff. He's in the chat room also. He builds a great piece of equipment. What I'm doing is I'm just going to get it out to the public. You know, I'm not a millionaire, so if people want to just pay the cost of the radio and a couple dollars for the parts that I use, you know, and shipping, I'll get it out to
right.
them. You know, I'm not yeah. you know, this isn't a sweatshop here. You know, I'm not going to sit here all day long and build ghost boxes. You know, it's a slow process, but you know, I am building radios now, and I'm getting some decent equipment, but they're gone as soon as I build them. As soon as I build them, they're gone. They're out there. I'm moving on to the next one. And and I'm doing the Frank way of doing it. You know, I'm building them. I'm just testing them, making sure they work okay, and then I'm just, you know, moving on, because since I've been doing this, I haven't been able to do the research as much, and I felt like that this might be the direction I'm meant to go in now, is to work on the electronics portion of it. I've done all the rest. You know, I've been on location, done research. I've posted all the files, and, you know, I got information out there. I've done lectures. I just think that maybe now I'm going to try the electronic portion of it and see if I could do that. Anyway, I'm getting really off topic here. I want to get back to your files. I got three more files to play. We got 10 minutes left in the show, and this one came from the 587. Man, you really love this 587, I got to tell you.
Well, it's I try them all out. I don't just use them a couple times, and when I recorded all these, I was experimenting with the 587.
And this is the only one. This is the only one you sent me that was on AM on the 587. This one, a nice file. It says "eat shit." That's what it says.
No, it says "whale shit."
Is that what it says?
And and again, this was one of my monitoring sessions where I just got it on, didn't say anything, and you know, it's kind of comical when the guy's got a southern accent like me, and as you can hear, I heard it in real time, so. I love this file.
So let me play this file for everybody. And I'll play it twice.
This is me.
Now that is way in the background.
Steve, I sent you the wrong file.
Did you really?
That one does say eat, you know, shit, but I sent you the wrong file.
I did hear the eat shit, though. It was way in the background.
Well, it's way in the back, but I've got one that he's like, I turned it on, I'm sitting there, and he's like, well, shit. Like, don't say anything. I'm sorry, I apologize. I sent you the wrong file. I would never send you that one because it is way in the background, and I want to play the clear one so everybody can hear them, you know, and so I apologize. But.
Okay. Okay, here we go. We got one more. It says, actually, two more we got. This one says McDonald's.
Okay, I was sitting, went to McDonald's, like I mentioned earlier, as I often do, and got me a cup of coffee and sat here and took a sip and said, oh, yeah, you know, good old McDonald's. And you can listen to the response.
All right.
Good old McDonald's. Yep, McDonald's. Yes, McDonald, that's right.
I said it like two or three times.
Yeah, I got it like three or four in there. And, you know, like I say again, the law of percentages right there overrides the rule of randomness. I mean, what are the odds that I said McDonald's? One of them, you know, a couple of them are real electronic. The last one is a human voice, just very clear female. Now, what's the odds on a random radio station that the McDonald's got said on one sweep of the band? Not even one sweep, you know. So, pretty rare.
Let me play it one more time, McDonald's file here.
Good old McDonald's. Yep, McDonald's. Yes, McDonald's, that's right.
Let's just send that into McDonald's, man. They can make a commercial out of it.
Hey, I could use some free Big Macs. So, I don't know, we'll start a dead endorsement company.
There
How's that
go.
Sound?
Why not? There's always an angle for something. All right, I got one more file here. It says, we shall talk.
Okay.
Anything to set this up?
I just asked, is there someone here who can communicate? And here the reply is very clear.
Yeah, this one says, we shall talk.
Is there someone here who can communicate on this device? It is on.
Oh, yeah, I did hear it is on. I didn't see that in the description. It says we shall talk.
Is there someone here who can communicate on this device? It is on.
Yeah, you are pretty good at catching this stuff live. I gotta say.
Well, it's just, you know, and I call it acquired hearing. I mean, when I first started with EVP, I can go back to my, might have had a half hour EVP session 4 years ago, and I'll go back and listen to that now, and I'll hear things that I didn't hear before, and I think it's just an acquired hearing from listening so much to the EVP and the Ghostbox files. So just kind of comes with experience, I guess.
I've done that. I've actually gone back to some older sessions, and since my hearing has gotten better over the years, I definitely catch stuff that I didn't catch. I'm like, wow, how did I not get this? You know, it's so clear, but it wasn't at the time. You just got to get used to listening to it. But anyway, I got like 4 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to check out anything that you're doing, they can go check out your show, Echoes from Beyond, over on the People's TV Network, right? Correct?
Yep, Friday at 8 Eastern, and this week we'll be live from the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital for Drop Dead Promotions overnight investigation event, and then Saturday night at 10 we'll start streaming live different parts of the investigation there as it occurs. So should be pretty interesting show next week.
That's awesome. Everybody tune in to that. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on PTN, the People's TV Network, and that Steve Hill with Echoes from Beyond is his TV show over there. Go and check him out. And if you want to check out his YouTube videos, you're, what, Wind Talker on there?
Wind Stalker, S-T-A-L-K-E-R, 5-7 on YouTube. Or you can see some of my bids at PiedmontParanormalResearch.com.
Oh, so you got a lot of different things going on there. Anyway, Steve, I appreciate you coming on here and doing the show tonight, and I'll catch up with you soon. We talk occasionally.
My friend, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, that was Steve Hill from Piedmont Paranormal. Whoa, heard something. That's Steve Hill from Piedmont Paranormal. Awesome guy. Awesome guy. Interesting. Awesome guy. And Laura Kimberly just dropped the link in the chat room for PTN. People can go over there and check that out. And it's a great, great network over there. Got a lot of good shows, a lot of good people over there. So go check out some of their stuff over there. And definitely check us out every Sunday night at 6 p.m. We will be right here on, for lack of a better term, I'm just going to call this the Steve Holte Radio Network for now until I figure out what I'm going to do. It's not a radio station. I just created this so I can have my show on, and I don't have to jump around from station to station. So I think it went over well. I think everybody out there, chat was lively. We had a good guest. And who do we have coming up, Sharon? Sharon, who we got next week?
When's Market Debbie Constantino? Is that next week?
I think it's next week.
Is it next week? All right, next week, guys. I'm gonna check on to that now. No, it's gonna bug me. Just give me a second to check the itinerary of the shows and see who we are definitely gonna have on here. And of course, my computer locks up. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, here we go. Let's see who we have coming up on our show. April 11th. Yes, Mark and Debbie Constantino. Guys who don't know, Mark and Debbie Constantino, they're EVP specialists. Kind of like I'm Ghostbox specialists, RTSC specialists. They are EVP specialists. They've done lots of shows. They're always on Ghost Adventures. They bring them in on their live events and on the regular shows, and they go over all their audio and stuff. And anyway, so we're going to have that next week. And guys, and anything else? Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary? Happy Easter. I'm all confused tonight. I don't know. You know what it is? It's because I don't have a stove. I'm all screwed up.
That's what it is. It's that week-old chili you ate, and it's taking its toll.
I think that might be it. All right, guys. We will see you next week, and we'll leave you with a song, and then we'll shut down, and we will see you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and hopefully everybody will be back. Kristen missed today's show, but she will be back next week. So we'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
See you later. Happy Easter. Buddy.
Happy.
She's been looking like the queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. It's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.